welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday at the same time. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad you joined us. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message sharing some thoughts on understanding the will of the Lord, sharing a scripture that's of great importance for us to lay hold of, found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 17. The Apostle Paul said there, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." In verse 8 through 10, just before that, it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord." So what is the will of God? That we're to be filled with the Spirit and walk as children of light in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And I'd like to share a scripture that the prophet Isaiah spoke by the word and will of the Lord in chapter 55, verses 1 through 3. And it's an invitation from God Almighty for those who are hungering and thirsting, those who are unsatisfied with the things that life has brought their way, those that are hurting, those that are starved for the reality of the living God. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah, and he declared, "Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Beloved, God has an economy that the world knows nothing about. We're living in dark and evil days, and by every sign, as we look at current events, we see prophecy being fulfilled and the darkness of the times growing increasingly dark and evil. Darkness upon the face of the earth, and gross darkness, the people, as the scriptures declare, and that perilous times are truly upon us, just as the scriptures declared. So we're not uninformed, we're not caught unawares, but we are to understand what the will of the Lord is, that we are to redeem the time. There's a moment in man's history when the seventh angel will sound the trump, and that's described in Revelation 11:15, where the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. The rule and the dominion of the world will pass into possession of King Jesus. Praise God. Isn't that something to get excited about? Time, as we know it now, will cease to exist. In Revelation 10:5-6, the word of the Lord says, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things therein are, and the earth and the things therein are, that there should be time no longer." personal beloved, we are living in an exciting hour. The word of the Lord further came through Isaiah, and he said, comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up unto the high mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Brother, sister, behold your God. There is a twofold challenge before us. Beloved, we're to prepare the way of the Lord. And I believe God would have us do that in two realms, to create it within ourselves, because the kingdom of God is already within us, Jesus said. We're to prepare the way in our hearts. We're to live lives that are pleasing to the Lord. And then to create it out ourselves, to do as much as possible that wherever we go, we can bring the light and the wisdom and the anointing and the joy and the peace and all that pertains to the Lord Jesus Christ, the very fruit of His Spirit, that we can come and be a strong testimony and witness to the Lord. We need to get our personal house in order. Isn't that right? That's something I feel that's so critical in this time. Beloved, we do have the power of choice, and that's something each of us must make a decision in the days, the months ahead of us. It's something that only we are responsible for, that no one else can make those choices for us. It's something we make day by day. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And Colossians 3:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beloved, we must be careful that wrong teaching, that apostasy, so much of which is penetrating the church today, should spoil our and rob us of our crowns. Beloved, we need to hold on to what God has given us in His Word. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. So, beloved, we have responsibility, each one of us, before the Lord. The Lord is our judge, and when we stand before Him, it won't matter what our husband did, or our wife did, or what our pastor did or said. It's what have we done with what we heard? What have we done with the word of the Lord? Will we be pleasing before the Lord? Will we hear those wonderful words, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Praise God. If we will walk with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, if we will walk humbly before the Lord and spend our time in the fear of the Lord, redeeming the time, beloved, we will have no fears of standing before the righteous judge of all the earth. And then we can, not only in terms of getting our own house in order, we should do what we can to impact the world around us, to begin evangelism in a very personal way. Well, you might not have been called to be, you know, a public evangelist in any way, but there are countless ways that you can witness to friends, loved ones, neighbors, that person in the market, the person in the grocery store, or in a service situation. There's many ways, as you wait upon the Lord, that He will give you the words to speak, and that you can be a witness for the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And when a man's ways please the Lord, even the Lord will make his enemies to be at peace with him. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verse 12, that we are to be repairs of the breach, restore of paths to dwell in. Beloved, we are living in evil times. And even though that may be the case, our trust is in the Lord, and those that put their trust in the Lord will not be ashamed. Psalm 37 and 19 says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." Praise God. Aren't you glad for that? Listen to this, though. This is something to hold on to in the days ahead, because we don't know what's coming. There are many voices that are saying we can expect some very difficult times. But remember this, Psalm 37 and 19, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." Praise God. Well, let's close the broadcast in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you, Lord, for your promises that as we put our trust in you, as we seek to walk uprightly before you, Lord, not only shall our inheritance be forever, but Lord, that we're not going to be ashamed no matter what the future brings. And Lord, in times of scarcity, in times of famine, naturally or spiritually, Lord, we will be satisfied because we know our Redeemer. And yea, though God slay us, even though, as Job said, yet will we trust him. So we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for touching every listener. Lord, right now, I ask you to minister to that one that's been so a heavy burden today, so cast down, Lord, so distraught with the news they've heard. Lord, I ask you to just bring comfort. Let your peace, Lord, replace that grief and that fear and that uncertainty for loved ones. Father, we just put them in your care, and we ask you to move and undertake, releasing your protection and the angels of God, Lord, to surround and to bring them into a place of safety and protection in the Lord. In Jesus' name, I praise you and thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's been good to share this time together, and we'll conclude these few thoughts on redeeming the time and understanding what the will of the Lord is on our broadcast tomorrow. I look forward to having you join me then. The announcer will give you our contact information if you have prayer needs, won't you share them? And I'll look forward to receiving your letter and praying personally for you. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.